to stay is good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me?
Welcome back. Welcome to the campfire. Your handsome but humble host, Ray I, with the Vulgar Bunker, Kevy Kev, Matty G. On a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning, just love to welcome you all back to the campfire. And of course, we welcome those just joining us on this great Saturday morning. Wow, Vulgar Bunker, after that last segment, I got a note here. I guess some text messages are coming in this one. Here's, you must remember, don't feed the Vulgar Bunker before he reads the news. Isn't that the truth, huh? Don't feed the Vulgar Bunker. Wow.
Is there going to be magic again when I get to drink coffee?
Yeah, you're still not drinking coffee, are you? Well, I'm having coffee, and joining us here at the campfire with a little coffee. We've got a great, great guest coming up. The Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame is coming up, well, next weekend, the 17th of August. And so we're going to go ahead and get started and kick off with a little intro here for our guest.
Five a.m. can't come soon enough. For folks like these, there's more than just a job to do, so they hit their knees. No, they recognize the need for all they do to provide a better future outdoors for me and you. They're what most folks want to be, but most folks won't ever see. All it takes and what goes on behind the scenes. Designing new calls and building boats. Outdoor writers and TV hosts. Producing shows and stories so the whole world knows. About new techniques for catching bass. And better reels for smoother cast. They sure take pride in everything they do. There's no challenge that they won't work through. So they tirelessly keep going.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. I'm a Vulgar Bunker. Did you hear that? I messed up Gary's intro. That's what I get for doing it live this morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The one and only, my great friend, my hunting brother, Mr. Gary Mason. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Ray.
How are you today, my friend?
Man, I'm on cloud nine looking for cloud 10.
way ahead of way. Good stuff. Well, fill us in, brother. We got a slot here for you. We want to hear what's going on for the 2019 Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame induction ceremony. What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, I tell you what, we're going to have a great time, Ray. You know, each and every year, I get to stand on the stage with my outdoor heroes and brothers and sisters. And, boy, I tell you, sometimes I just can't hardly believe that it's me that's getting to do it. But General Jackson Showboat, Nashville, Tennessee, what better place to have an induction ceremony? We've got a bunch of great people going in this year, and I can't hardly wait.
Well, give us a list.
All right, I'll start out with
Chief
George Braswell. Chief George was the he's done so much in the outdoors industry of fishing, but his last position was with Gary Yamamoto as his national customer service representative and sales representative. Chief George is a real Indian chief, real American Indian chief as well. Awesome. Served in the armed forces and just a great guy. Charles Searcy. Charles wrote for Bassmasters and several major magazines and the Chattanooga Times and Nashville, Tennessee, and he's a Nashville fella. And I've known Charles for years, but he's been writing for 47 years, wrote for Sports and Fields, Trout Unlimited, Bassmasters, and Outdoor Life. So very well known. And then one of mine and your heroes, Mr. Tom Kelly.
Absolutely.
You know, Mr. Tom served in the United States Navy as a gunner. Can you believe that?
Yep.
As a gunner. and then has wrote hundreds of articles about turkey hunting. He was hunting wild turkeys when there wasn't a lot of wild turkeys here all across the nation, and he's written several books, and what a great guy.
Great guy, great books, great man.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely a true legend.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he was a legend long before there was a legend in turkey hunting. So, then Mr. Pete Shipley. Mr. Pete is the founder of PSE Bows, the largest privately owned bow company in the world. And matter of fact, there's some of the greatest archery equipment that's been known to man, and has created so many innovations in archery. You know, just the list of stuff that Pete and his crew has created for the archery shooter and hunter is phenomenal. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's the wow factor.
Yes, it is.
John Stevens with R&T Duck Calls.
Yes.
John is Stuttgart, Arkansas. He is a world champion and champion of champions duck caller. He's gone all over the country hunting waterfowl and shooting TV shows, and produces one of the greatest lines of waterfowl products in America with his R&T calls, which he bought from Butch Reichenbach, who was his mentor. And Butch is also one of our Hall of Fame members. He's passed on now, but John's carrying on that legacy and helping build his own legacy as well. And then the next one will be Clay Dyer. And for those of you that don't know about Clay, Clay is a professional bass fishing angler.
Mm-hmm.
He's traveled all over the country. He gives inspirational speeches. Great Christian man. Clay was born with no legs and no arms. He's got one arm down to where the elbow would be, and that's it. That's all Clay's got. And he's just an amazing, amazing man. He never let that stop him. I get tickled at him when I hear him speak, and I've heard him speak several times. When he wanted to start fishing, he asked his dad to buy him some rods and reels, and his dad told him, said, "Well, son, them are awfully expensive, you know."
Yeah.
And he told his dad, he said, "Well, yeah, but Dad, just think of the money that you saved on shoes."
Oh, oh my goodness. That's awesome.
But Clay is a great man. Everyone will enjoy hearing Clay talk. He's, like I said, he's an inspirational speaker. And if you can't get inspired by listening to Clay Dyer, something's probably wrong with you. But, you know, the next one will be a gentleman that named Bill Sugg. Bill is president of Mossy Oak. He was Mossy Oak's very first employee.
Yes.
And he's been everything from the dishwasher to the window washer at Mossy Oak, and all the way up to the president of that great company.
And you know, Gary, I don't want to interrupt you, but what a great guy. What a great man. And his smile is infectious. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And Bill is, he's such a humble man.
Yes, he is.
When I told him at the NWTF convention this year that he was going into the Hall of Fame, he said, "Well, there's so many people out there that's far greater than me, that's done so much more than me." And I said, "Bill, I can't thank you for one."
Yeah, that's awesome, Gary.
That was my comment to
Very
him,
good.
And he did smile at me.
Yeah, great man.
And then last but certainly not least is a lady that you and I have known for a long, long time. Miss Sherry Crumley.
What a classy lady. What a wonderful person. What a wonderful human being. Love her.
Oh, absolutely. You know, her and her husband created tree bark camouflage, which, I mean, really and truly was the first camouflage made for the outdoorsman.
Yep.
Back in the day when no one had camouflage. And I remember wearing tree bark camouflage, and I've still got a jumpsuit back here somewhere that I need to take and get Mr. Jim to sign. Sherry too. But still got the tags on it from Uncle Lee's Sporting Goods store that was right
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember that. Another thing about Jim and her, but Sherry, is that they're not friends. They're family.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And when you see Sherry, her smile is infectious as well. And
love her hugs. Love her hugs.
Oh, man. What a beautiful person inside and out.
Yes, she is. Congratulations to her. Congratulations to all. That's so awesome, Gary. What a great lineup.
Well, thank you, Ray. You know, it's just I get amazed each and every year. I had a guy tell me one time when I first started doing this, you know, this is our 18th year, our 18th induction ceremony. Second year we've done this, I had a guy walked up to me after it was over with, congratulated me for a great job. But he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, you need to only be doing two or three people a year, maybe four tops, because you're going to run out of people. I looked at him and I said, I'll tell you something. We're never going to run out of people.
Amen.
The sad part is we're never going to get to everybody before they go on to reach God's great reward. And at that time, they don't need us anyway. And but I said, this is something that we're never going to run out of people. And it's just amazing each and every year the people that God sends our way. When we start picking folks, it's just he just puts people in our path. And it's unbelievable at times what he does for us.
Yes, and what people need to know is what a great event this is on the showboat, on the riverboat, and a great gathering. We say the Pledge of Allegiance. We have a great meal, and everybody gets together. And in one room is all these outdoor legends from all walks of life, all types, fishing, hunting, writers, TV. It's incredible, and they're very accessible, aren't they, Gary?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you can stand around. I've seen people stand around and talk to Ray Scott, the father of tournament bass fishing, and Earl Bentz, the founder of two different boat companies, three now because he's got a brand new boat company, but and lots of other outdoor celebrities. I mean, this year I can tell you that Mike Morgan with Mojo Outdoors will be there. Earl Bentz will be there. Mark and Terry Drury will be there. And the list, Chris Dorsey will be there. Chris has founded over 40 outdoor television shows. And the list just goes on and on and on of these great men and women that will be there that are not really accessible to the public until you come to the Legends Outdoors.
Right.
And it's just like a big family reunion. You get to stand around and visit with these folks and talk to them just like you've known them all your life. And I promise you, they'll treat you like they've known you.
Yes.
All their life.
Yes, they do. They're very accessible and very love to talk to everybody. And I love it's one of the greatest events I've ever attended. And being in Nashville, Tennessee doesn't hurt. What a great city. What a great town. Me and my wife always enjoy coming to Nashville and going to all the sites. And so just the most friendly people on planet Earth.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else, too. If you're hungry, you can find something good to eat just about on every corner in Nashville.
Boy, and those great food. We have some great dinners in Nashville. Great time. Well, how can people get to the event? How can you get more information?
They can get on my website, which is legendsoftheoutdoors.com, or they can punch my name in on a Google search and it'll bring up Legends of the Outdoors right at the top of the page. And at the bottom of our front page is all of my contact information, including my cell phone number. And they can call me and talk to me, and we can get them tickets and fix them up, get them a table or whatever they want to, whatever they want to do.
Great time, a great event, and everybody sits around at the tables. We've got these big tables, with a lot of folks around the table. And like last year when I was down, when Linda Powell and her group was at the table, and I'm sitting there with Mark Drury and Terry Drury, and just a great time. Harold Knight, I sat next to my brother Harold Knight. What a great event that was last year, and I'm sure this one will be just as good.
Oh, absolutely. I was with Harold the other day, and he told me, he said, man, I wouldn't miss it. I said, that's one of my favorite things to go through every year. And, of course, he'll be there. But, yeah, you're right. And when I look out on that crowd and then the people that we get to stand on the stage with each and every year, it's just amazing. I mean, these people have been the movers and the shakers in our industry. They love the outdoors. They love the Lord. They love everything about our way of life, and it's just a great celebration.
Okay, give out that contact information again, Gary, please.
It's www.legendsoftheoutdoors.com, or they can punch my name, Gary Mason, Gary with two R's, on a Google search, and that'll bring them to Legends of the Outdoors. Go to the bottom of the front page, and all the contact information is at the bottom of the page.
All right, my brother. I appreciate you taking the time this morning to visit with us. We got to get you back in the studio. I miss those good times where you guys would come in, we'd eat lots of food and have a good time.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to be there. And maybe when we head up toward Nebraska on the goose hunt this year, we can stop by.
That would be great. Love to have you. Thank you, my brother. You have a great weekend. God bless you. And you're doing a great job with the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. And, folks, you have not never attended an event like this, you need to check this out because it is awesome. What a great time. Thank you, Gary. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Ray. See y'all soon.
All right, brother. Bye-bye. Mr. Gary Mason, Legends of the Outdoors, National Hall of Fame. What a great man. He put all this together. He came up with this, him and his wife, and started this 18th year. Unbelievable. What a great event. What an awesome event.
We got to get him to talk about sometime about his high school bass fishing team.
Yeah, we need to do that. I've told him we need to get Bethel Bass on and talk about that, but we haven't had an opportunity yet with everything I've got going on, but we're going to do that. And so I'm so glad we could get him on this morning. What a great lineup for the Legends this year.
Unbelievable lineup.
All righty, boys and girls, we're going to take a break and come back on the other side with a little story time. What, Vogler-Vogler?
What are we going to talk about on story time again?
Underwear. Underwear. See you on the other side.
There's no challenge that they won't work through. So they tirelessly keep going on. They work their fingers to the bone. Spend way too much time in the field and away from home. You can be sure they know what all this hard work is for. So now we honor you. Legends, legends of the outdoors.